All
Boo!
Right.
This wow. podcast sucks.
Wow.
I was just trying to get you guys prepared for hecklers.
That's not going to help at all.
No?
Not really.
No.
We're not doing this live?
Not
well,
for a
I'm
while.
I'm doing this live.
Joe, get the news out of the way.
This is going to be fun.
No, it's not.
Come on, dude. You can do it. You've listened to me and Cody. Cody did it a couple times.
You're assuming that I actually listened.
Yeah. Go. You've been here for all of them.
This is true.
You tell them to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Just go.
So what's our Twitter page, Cody?
Twitter. At Comes Natural Pod.
And our Facebook, Mike?
Nope.
You don't
you
know?
You did this yourself.
You did this yourself. He forced you to do it.
Come on, dude. The people are listening right now.
Barely.
They're like, ah, oh, this podcast blows.
They're pulling
so
Vicaria.
Hard because Joe's not saying anything.
They want to hear from you, Joe. All right, so.
Cody, you go.
All right, so like Joe said, follow us on Twitter at Ken's Natural Pod.
Go to our Twitter page.
Our Facebook page is. he's just, look at him. He's like, get so giddy with himself because he fucked you over.
I told him I was going to do that.
And then, so basically Facebook.com/ComesNaturallyPodcast. And then go to iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, so you're automatically download. You can search for us by typing in Comes Naturally in the podcast app or on iTunes, and it'll ask you to download the podcast app. And then if you need to go to, if you're on Android, Podcatcher app through the Play Store, and then just put the URL for the website that's found on the Facebook page.
I was thinking that maybe to spice this up a little bit more, one of three things. Two or three things. One, we sing this every time. Everyone.
So that one's out.
Two, Joe does an impression of a celebrity while he does it.
So that one's out.
Or three, we all take turns cutting wrestling promos while we promote it.
Also, none of those are good.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to do one of those three.
No, we're not. That's fun.
Per episode.
Munger
looks like he's ready to sing.
Hey, let's go. Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest.
Eric.
Oh, hey, yay. All right. So, this one's off the cuff, because it's complete madness today. So, does anybody have anything they want to bring up?
Yeah, Renee Zellweger's face is all fucking different and weird looking and shit. I saw that on Twitter.
Good job, buddy.
She tries to say it's a diet. I call it bullshit. That's a plastic surgery diet right there.
A diet of only plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Diet of Botox to the face.
We made jokes that, like, there's another lady that's just walking around with a Renee Zellweger face right now, and they pulled a face off.
They Travolta'd her?
Yeah. They caged her? That doesn't work. That sounds S&M-y.
That sounds really good.
They did a Trading Places, but very bad. Like, she doesn't look anything like Renee Zellweger.
Trading
at all.
Faces. Ooh, it's like a mashup. That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Mike, I got a joke for you.
What?
What's black and white and red all over?
Newspaper?
Yeah!
Why?
You get it?
Why did that come out of nowhere?
Because it's all over like Facebook and Twitter right now for some reason. Everyone keeps putting it up.
Oh, okay.
And it says jokes by 5-year-olds. That's what it is. It makes me laugh every time.
Fair enough.
No, because the thing, when it first posted on Twitter, there was like 100 responses of people going, I don't get it. A newspaper isn't red. And if you look at it the way it's spelled, it's R-E-A-D, but people didn't get it.
People are stupid.
Yeah. I was like.
Especially the people on Twitter.
Well, the thing is like.
Uh-uh.
Or not, I meant Facebook, uh-huh. not Twitter.
In both. But then both. I was thinking about it, like, if you're confusing, if you say it out loud, people get confused. They say, oh, red, because, you know, red, like the color, because you said black and white. But online, you can read the word, and it's spelled R-E-A-D. So how can you confuse that for the color?
Because people aren't reading.
Oh.
There's reading, and then there's, like, reading comprehension.
Gotcha. Idiots. I thought it was really funny. And then celebrities were making fun of random people on Twitter for not knowing how to read. It was really funny.
Kind of celebrities.
Read.
Oh, like,
the kind of celebrities that can read on their high horse.
Yeah.
Up there on Mount I Read a Lot.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Those rich people.
Yeah. Fuck you,
read.
George Clooney.
This guy hates George Clooney. Eric, like he's.
I didn't say I hated him.
I'm pretty. Let me say what you said earlier. I finally watched Monument Man. Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't like the movie. Eric says, "Oh, I thought it was really good, except for George Clooney. He sucks at everything." I was like, well, "That seems."
I didn't say sucks at everything.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Eric would like his the wedding proposal, or not the proposal, but when it went to the news that he was marrying some sort of lawyer. I love the headline was. The lawyer's name marries an actor, and I'm looking at the picture, and it's George Clooney. I'm like, he's not just an actor.
It's like that's George
the one
Clooney.
Way to get clicks through on your website, and not yeah. put the most famous person in your article yeah. in the headline.
Hey, don't
I'm like,
worry about
who is
putting
this bitch, and why is George Clooney not?
He's like, George Clooney's a lawyer?
Yeah,
because that's the only thing I can think of is like when you say
they totally misspelled George Clooney as Askin, whatever her name was.
That's pretty close, actually.
They were married on a boat in Venice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw pictures of Bill Murray on that boat.
Yeah. Like, the whole wedding party just drove down Venice.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys can stop, right? Like, the pictures are awful, because every time you take a picture, everything's blurred. It's like, Venice is beautiful. Nope, I can't get a picture of shit, because we're moving too fast.
I'm pretty sure they're not moving that fast.
No, they were in, like, boat, like, speedboat, like, type things. They were going fast. Mm.
Yeah. It's a fast wedding.
Was the wedding like actually took place like
on
while
the boats.
Moving?
Yeah.
Or did they like go to a
destination? They showed a video of it, and it's like they're on a boat, like standing up, getting married. I was like, that's rich people getting married right there.
Yep. Plus, so why do you hate Clooney?
I didn't say I hated him.
Why a minute ago, you just said I hated him.
No, he didn't really say he hated
him. I just said I don't think
he pointed
he's
at me
as good as an actor as he's made out to be.
Who's making him out like?
Well, it's like, as you just pointed it, everybody thinks that George Clooney's like this god, and he's okay. He's not.
I don't think anybody thinks he's a god. I think he's
one of
the
few celebrities.
I will
say that there probably are people that think.
No, like, but I think he's one of the few celebrities that have maintained a personal life that's not in the public so much. You know, like we know who he's banging when he's banging different celebrity chicks, but we don't really know anything else about him. Like he's never.
He was
really
on the Facts of Life.
He was on Roseanne.
He was.
That's right, he was on Roseanne.
Moppy hairdo. But I think that's why people like him, is because he does make good movies. I like his work. I've never...
Yeah, like I said, I just...
So what...
The comment I made was it just seemed like in Monuments Men when he's doing the flight, it almost seemed like the same character from Ocean's 11. It was all I said.
He played Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Did he sing?
Anyway. No.
He does seem... I mean, I wouldn't call him a method actor, I guess is what you're really getting at. You know, so he does really have, like... He does sometimes seem like the same persona in a lot of movies. But, I mean, I still wouldn't call him bad for that.
But I did that, and I just said comparison-wise, when he's doing them, it kind of just reminded me when he's explaining the plans in Ocean's 11, when he's explaining the plans in... Kind of almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of almost the same situation, though.
Yeah.
Do you want him to do a southern accent and make you feel better?
Nah.
Brad Pitt just suddenly shows up in the middle and you're like, hey,
eating a burger.
In a giant
eating
tank.
Rations.
Yeah.
That was one of the fucking hardest scenes in Fury, was when Logan Lerman was hiding out waiting for, like, the, you know, doing the watch out on the tower towards the end of the movie, and he's eating the rations.
Oh, yeah.
And he's eating the crackers, and you're just like, oh, dude, like, it looks awful. It's like someone freeze-dried a Pop-Tart.
Have you ever eaten rations
before? Yeah. But he's sitting there, he's chewing on them, and he's so happy, and I was like...
Yeah, because they hardly get food in the field.
Especially that movie. Jesus Christ. Good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen
Amazing
Fury. Fantastic.
Movie. Amazing.
You should watch it. It's amazeballs.
Really emotionally taxing.
Do they all die at the end?
Technically, no.
Yeah, technically, no.
Mm. So, yeah.
So, no.
So, technically, yeah.
It really ranks up there in one of my favorite action war movies.
For sure.
So, you know, like right up there with, like, Saving Private Ryan. And
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Even the Band of Brothers. I mean, it's really good, really.
It's terrific.
There are scenes where you're like, cringing because you think... What might happen?
Fucking rape.
And then it doesn't happen? Yeah.
Fucking rape.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
There's a scene where...
Don't ruin it, but...
Well, I was just going to give it like the...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to Cody them.
Spoilers, everybody. If you haven't seen Fury or you want
to
see
No, there's just a scene where they roll into this town, they free it from the Germans, and Pitt and
the Germans?
And whatever the essentially main characters.
Logan Lerman.
Logan?
Well, his real actor's name is Logan Lerman.
Okay, yeah. His character.
Machine?
They end up in this house, and it's just like so tense because you think that Brad Pitt's character is just gonna
rape the fuck out of him.
Yeah, out of the two, well, out of one of the two women there, and gonna have the little guy who's like your reluctant hero type of character. He's gonna have him rape the daughter. So fucking tense, right there. And then it keeps going when the rest of the group of the tank group shows up, and you think something shit's gonna happen and go down. And oh my god,
you're literally just anticipating rape. You're like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. And you're trying not to be okay with it because you're trying to like... Because if you see Brad Pitt in a movie, you're going to try to like his character, you know? Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking hard to like his character in that movie.
It is.
Even at the end, you're just like, all right, okay, you're swinging me your way, but you're not a good guy at all. Like, you're not cool, bro. Yeah, it's rough. It's a great movie, though. Fantastic. Violent as fuck, too. Like, I mean, it's a war movie, so it's going to be violence, but...
Oh, that one guy who takes the tank shell
or to the
tank,
fucking to face,
to the fucking head. Oh,
yeah. He's like, oh, cool.
Just puff.
Yep. There's shoulders, like meat stuff coming up from where the head used to be, and then no head, no nothing. Like this is gone. That's all that gone. It's like, so, oh, headless tank
like
man.
The open the scene in Glory, where the cannonball takes the guy's head off.
Yeah, except for like, it's pretty much a head and shoulders shot, basically.
Yeah.
And all you see is like you guys like ha. I was like, oh,
they just lost a tank commander.
Yep,
that was nuts.
Horrible death. All right,
so since we're talking about movies, and you guys put it up there with one of your favorite war movies of all time, let's talk about another movie we've recently seen that I put
John
it up there
Wick.
With one of the greatest action movies of all time,
Mr. John Wick.
Holy balls, was that movie amazing?
Yeah. Again, and like you pointed out, when
you
we
missed
left
out
the
on
theater,
that
it's
Munger did not see it, so we're not. There's really not a lot to ruin for you because it's still. Even if I tell you everything that happens,
right?
You
spoilers.
See it.
John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, kills everybody in New York.
I was gonna see it. Oh,
kills everybody in New York. That is remotely
that,
ever
yeah,
used a gun.
That world that exists in that movie is fucked up.
I swear to God, and I'm not even joking you. His body count in that movie is all of McClane's in all of the Die Hard movies. Literally. He murders so many fucking people in that goddamn movie. It's ridiculous.
Outdoes the body count in Hot Shots Part 2.
like literally, there's less bullets, but the body count's right there. Fair it's enough. Fucking... Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to... I kept thinking about this, and I'm excited for when it actually comes out, because I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, Friday.
And see how it holds up. You know, the second time watching it, because that's how you know you really, really like a movie is when, you know, multiple viewings of it and if it's still super awesome to you.
Yeah.
So I can't say, you know, exactly where it ranks right now for me until I see it a couple more times. But it's got a solid enough story where you're like, and then you, sometimes I think it's hard for a character when you know this guy from the trailers, you know he used to be a hitman or you assume assassin, something like that. And if you've seen the trailer, you know his wife dies and you're like, sometimes it's hard for you to like be on the side of somebody who you know is a hitman or an assassin. They do literally, it's probably the most simplest thing. I don't think it's ever been done in a movie before, but the best way to say, okay, this guy you might be on the fence about, this happens to him, now you're behind him 100% because it was so fucked up what they did to him. And so the story good enough, the action is fucking insane, and then what kicks it is the humor that's in it. Like, just the steady humor throughout the movie. It's not like, you know, they're
not
making
slapstick
jokes, you know, they're not doing, you know, Chevy Chase humor. It felt like Die Hard watching it because it had that kind of humor throughout the movie. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was jokes within
context. They all made sense, and then like as the movie progressed, you started to realize how like big of an impact John Wick is in this world, like this community that he's about to the
police scene is my favorite of the jokes.
Yeah. They had Super Shredder was in it too. That scene made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Kevin Nash. But yeah. It's so good. Like if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it,
go see it.
You have to go see it.
I would say it also doesn't play to a lot of tropes that you see within that genre. A lot of times you have the good guys go after the bad guys because, you know, the bad guys killed the wife, you know, and stuff like that. But here it's not that. She dies of cancer. And it's heartwarming because that's the reason why he's getting out of being an assassin. And the day that she was buried he gets the package, or like a week later?
No,
it's
that night, because remember he's cleaning up from the service at his house.
Yeah. So that he gets that little puppy in the mail. Well, not really in the mail, but in from
gets
delivery.
Delivered,
his.
And
last
then the note that the wife
rough
wrote.
Dude.
So the wife before she died knew she was gonna die. Got him this. Wrote him a note for it, and the note. Really hard to listen to when he's reading it, and then when the bad things happen to him is just even worse because of the note. But yeah, so good, so funny, in the right spots. And what I liked about it is like John Wick didn't seem like this. Obviously, he's like a world class killer assassin, which you know. It's acting. It's a movie.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem like a Superman. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't. Like dodging bullets and like,
he wasn't what John McClane became in the last like one or two diehards.
Yeah,
where he seemed like more badass.
Like,
than
and
he
was taking serious damage, dude. Like, like he was getting his ass kicked too. Like when he was fighting people, if there was like two people, it took him a minute to get through them. You know, it wasn't just like he was just breaking necks and ripping people's
when he gets thrown off that balcony
all through the table.
Oh,
ugh. Munger, what you
and
think?
It takes him a few seconds to actually get up. Yeah.
It took me a couple
you
seconds.
You gonna watch it, Munger?
No.
Why?
Because he's dumb.
Just kidding.
I'm kidding. I mean, yay.
I will eventually see it.
When it comes out on TV in like 4 years?
You don't want to watch that on TV. HBO, maybe.
30 minutes. The movie's going to be 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
Literally.
Can't watch it on TNT.
It's just credits.
This movie was awesome.
Give it a Spielberg cut. Everyone has walkie-talkies.
Nice.
And pinball rape. Don't forget pinball rape.
Oh, yeah. From South Park, yeah.
Yep. Made me laugh.
So there's that. So everyone go watch John Wick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yep.
Top 5 action movie ever.
It's true.
It is solid. I'd have to think about it, but yeah, it's up at least in the top 10.
And the pacing is amazing.
Yeah, it was, a two-hour movie, and it didn't feel like a two-hour movie at all.
Never drug on.
I think it was two hours, 14 minutes, yeah.
Because they get the plot part, it's actually 101 minutes.
Oh, so it's under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're 101 minutes.
So maybe it was Fury, like maybe that was 2 hours and
2 hours and 14 minutes.
Did
for Fury, yeah.
I do.
Which actually didn't feel like 2 hours and 14 minutes.
No, that was another really well-paced movie, yeah. Even though there were scenes that were very slow and more dialogue-based, yeah. Which was the rape scene that we thought. You know, that seemed to go on for a long time, but everything else was just action, 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 awesome.
Yeah. Everyone in that movie was so, in Fury, was so good, though. Like, everyone in that movie was so good.
I will even say Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Was not a Shia LaBeouf character at all.
No. He was an amazing,
yeah.
Really
You almost
really
forgot
good
who he was. I was like, wow, like, I'm actually impressed by the acting this kid can actually do.
Yeah.
Like, it finally took someone to actually be able to make him a good actor.
But, and like I've stated this earlier, I think that this was actually an actual role for him, you know.
Where he had a chance to play...
An actual character. Yeah.
Not someone of his own design, you know what I mean? Like, it's someone they gave him, said,
this is who this person is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
not
he was...
Sam Witwicky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in everything. It was
starring
impressive.
Starring Sam Witwicky in Eagle Eye. Starring Sam Witwicky in Nymphomaniac.
Yeah. Actually, Nymphomaniac was the only movie he wasn't really Sam Witwicky in, but I still hated him in it. So.
I didn't see it. I just knew
all four parts. Well, 3 and 4 aren't out yet, but...
Way too many parts for a movie.
Yeah. There's full penetration in it, though.
What?
Over and over again.
You can't have that in a real movie. That's called a porno.
Showgirls did it. Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. Gas is escaping. Gas is escaping.
God damn it, guy.
Escaping with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Hans Gruber.
So do you want to see a John Wick 2?
Then? Yeah, absolutely. I want to see a fucking...
John Wick 2 Die Harder.
I want them to do a John Wick 2 and then do a pre-sequel.
Okay, Mr. Borderlands.
I want them to do...
I just wanted to bring up
Borderlands. I haven't seen it, but they need to have him cross... I want to see more crossovers in movies.
Well, the problem is they have to be from the same studio. Those are never going to happen.
Yeah, no. Like,
this is true.
Yeah. You're going to have to find out...
Look at Marvel and, for that.
Because it's by Summit Entertainment... They can have him be a vampire hunter and he can just go murder all those fucking Twilight faggots.
Oh shit. You imagine John Wick just tearing up fucking all these glittery vampires.
Oh, it'd be amazing. I would totally
that'd be the first Twilight I'd watch.
Yep. On purpose.
More crossovers though.
Who did Scott Eastwood play?
Real life characters in crossovers. They don't have to be superheroes. But could you imagine like a John Wick and like Die Hard. Screw it. Even put John Wick in.
They would
and
destroy
John
the city.
Yeah, they would destroy a city.
That'd be awesome.
It would be ridiculous. I was thinking about Fury because Scott Eastwood is in it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember who it was. He was the main sergeant that was with the infantry group that was always with him. He had like the hat on that had like the leaf and stuff and like almost like the little cloak thing he was wearing.
He's trying to mirror his dad's career.
I'm okay.
Dad did Kelly's Heroes. He's all do Fury.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There's a tank in each movie.
Well, there's a tank in this movie for sure.
Yeah.
That just makes stuff. You terrified, like when they're like, when is that 3-on-1 against the tiger tank?
It could be done.
Yeah,
dude, it's like, goddamn Germans, man! That tank was fucking ridiculous.
It was
like one weak point, and they had to get around the back of it. It's like this thing was popping fucking holes in American tanks, like
was that
they were
the
nothing.
Tiger or the Panzer?
It was a Tiger.
I thought it was a Panzer.
No, it was a Tiger.
It was a Tiger.
Yeah, the Panzer was when they had the end.
They were both superior to.
Oh, this Tiger was like it was. They were bouncing shells off of it, like, and it was just punching holes. I was like, "Are our tanks made of cardboard?"
Oh yeah, no, it put a nice round hole straight through one tank, and
right?
The tank just
straight
goes
through,
right up
like
fire.
It shot it, and you see the round go through both sides of the tank, and the tank just lights on fire, and everyone's burning.
But
I was
then,
like,
"Yeah," but then they're showing the American tanks just hitting it, and you'll just see like scorch marks and bing.
Yep.
Like if you've ever seen one of those shows, like the Great Tank Battles, they'll tell you the same thing. There were certain spots you had to shoot it at, and
yeah.
Otherwise, you were useless.
Yeah.
Oh, and the fact they missed it the first time around.
Oh my
and you're
god!
Just like,
dude.
Oh, they're gonna die.
They pop it twice, and you can see it hit, and like sparks fly up, and you're like, "That tank's not gonna last long." And then it's like they show the tank. You're like, "Oh no!" It's just like, "Oh, you scratched our paint. We're gonna get you." I was like, "Holy
shit!"
Well,
no, I mean at the end of the battle because they do flank
them.
They get around to the
back
of them, and because they lost hydraulics in
They couldn't raise and lower it.
Yeah. So they were doing everything. They were aiming manually. And
they had to shoot at the back of the front of the underbelly because that was the only place that wasn't armored.
Well, in this one, they actually covered, like, they had them covering the underbelly so you couldn't get to it, so they had to go around the back. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, so they actually get behind them, and you know the Tiger tank is slowly moving his turret around to hit them. And they take the first shot, and you're like, "Oh, they just got him." Nope, they missed it. They missed him.
Just over.
They took another shot, and they actually hit him then, but didn't destroy it. So they had to take another shot just before they get shot themselves. Oh,
which makes you wonder during the Battle of the Bulge, how do you defend being just a soldier out in the middle of nowhere, freezing, fight a tank with a gun?
Oh, trust me,
you
don't.
If the tanks have a hard enough time taking
out
those tanks,
no,
yeah.
You sneak up on it, go behind it,
and tickle it.
Banana in the tailpipe.
Banana in the tailpipe.
We're not going to fall for
it. You got Eddie Murphy just running around putting bananas
banana
in the tailpipe.
Banana has to come from Damon Wayans, though.
There.
You go ahead and take this.
So, but, like, oh, the crazy part about that, like, that part is, like, just the fucking wreckage that one tank does to those three.
Yeah.
fucking brutal, dude. And I didn't understand what the logs were on the side of Fury. I was like, why are there logs dangling off the side of Fury?
Well, there's certain things that the tanks would put on the side, they'd have on the sides of the tanks for situations that they might incur down the road, like going over stuff. They might have to lay down.
Well, then it helped him. It made him survive that one because it took that shot right to the side, and luckily it broke the logs, but it fucking
mutter.
Yeah. Plus, they also had it at the end of the movie. Firewood. They were, you know, they lose the tread.
Yeah.
And they have those parts on the side of the tank.
Yeah, so I got that. Yeah, but like, so it was weird because both sides had like 8 foot long
some
logs.
Some of them are actually stuff where they store.
Yeah, I saw that
materials and stuff inside.
Got guns and shit too. They were pulling out guns at the end there.
Well, those guns were actually inside the tank.
No, because remember when they were setting up, he went and grabbed the gun out of the one thing that Thompson.
Well, they probably had more in like a bag that was in the that was attached to the back.
That fucking standoff was one of the best standoff scenes in any movie ever. 300 Nazis versus fucking 5 dudes in a tank that doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And they were murdering people. At the end, they do one of those things where they show the top of the tank and they slowly are zooming out and you just see shells all over the place from the 50 cal that they had on top of it. And then you see bodies of Germans just lying around the tank itself. Whoa.
It's like you have to be in some fucking weird mindset just be like, because it was a group of SS, but like so many of them died. Like when that tank started opening fire, like before even the 50, like when there was just shooting into, like they were firing the cannon into groups of soldiers, I'd have been like, Dostavania, I'm out. Fuck this. That tank is destroying people.
Yeah. I saw a special on history on Gettysburg, and they were showing how most of the guys in Pickett's Charge died in trying to get over that fence, which was right where the Union had their cannons pointed at it. And to walk into a row of
over
cannons
and over
being
again
fired at you,
yeah,
and to continue going,
you're like, fuck that.
Yeah, it was literally, they said, we're taking out 50, 60 guys at a time every time they fired them,
and that's how this scene was.
Yeah, it was it was rough.
The guys still kept going forward.
When they're firing the smoke into that building and they hit that one guy with it the second time. And the guys are coming out, and the one guy's on fire, and he shoots the fucking next smoke round. And these guys, fucking explodes. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Do you think that if Brad Pitt does one more movie where he kills Nazis, that
it's a thing?
Yeah, like that's just gonna
be a hat trick.
Yeah, like because you do too. You're like, okay.
He does have a thing for knives in this movie too. He doesn't carve swastikas in their heads, but he murders the fuck out of a guy off a horse.
Maybe this is a prequel.
Oh, the beginning of the movie, no music at all.
Oh,
nothing,
fucking
no sound
rough,
at all, and they're just bringing in a guy on a horse, which is
talk about
being
a jump scare
ends
for no
up being
reason.
A German like scout, and Brad Pitt's character comes jumping out of nowhere, and you just they wrestle for a little bit, and then he just slowly puts the knife through the guy's.
Yeah, and then once he does, he's over and over, and I was like, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back in, his fucking blood all over him. He goes, and Joe's like, not Joe, but Joe from the movie. Yeah. The actor's name, I can't think of his character's name. I can look it up right now. Kunas, I forgot. That's his name.
He was the hickish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kunas is his character's nickname in it. They all get nicknames. But he goes, Do you get that, what do you say, the Nazi fuck or something like that? And he goes, he looks at him and he has this bloody knife. He goes, yeah, I got him. Yeah. Like, holy shit. That's the other part, too, that fucking horse scene. I was like, is he going to kill this horse?
Yeah, and he
ends up letting
it go.
Because he went the whole, like, the comet down, like, petting
like
the front of his face.
Like, you're just expecting him to go, ah.
And he saw the knife. I was like, nope. Slap on the button. And horse trots off. I was like, oh, God.
Even though it was a Nazi horse.
Yep. Horse can't.
Nazi horse is the worst horse.
No, right?
You kill that motherfucker when you get a chance.
He's all zink nay.
It's rounding up Jewish horses, putting them on a train.
Oh, don't go so fast, I got hoof rot.
Nazi horse.
Yeah, the nicknames were fun.
I don't remember all the nicknames. What were they?
Brad Pitt's is War Daddy.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Okay.
Shia LaBeouf was Bible because he's super Christian. Or super religious, not even Christian. He's fucking, I don't remember what he said.
I think they said Mormon, actually.
No, he was like Presbyterian or something weird like
that.
Oh,
no, yeah, that's right. They did say like Presbyterian. Yeah.
Scientologist.
No.
That was around then, right?
Logan Lerman, his was Machine. He got towards the end.
Yep.
Michael Pena was Gordo. Yeah. And then John Bernthal's was Kunas.
He was such an amazing redneck.
Oh my god, dude, he's such an asshole. Such an asshole in that movie. I didn't want him to die, but god damn it, I wanted him to die so bad. I was like, this motherfucker needs to take a round to the throat or something. Of course, his death was awful. God. He did save him, though. He did save him. Foxfire. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Spoilers, he died.
We need to name this podcast Spoilers, because we are giving a lot away here.
Not really.
Just saying, John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves.
Spoilers.
Wow, this cast is super tiny. I just thought about that.
For Fury?
The speaking role-wise, because that's whoever they give names to.
There really weren't very many speaking roles in the movie. No.
Not really.
Where do you think they found all those Nazis to kill?
Oh, they were in Germany, so probably Germany.
No, like for the movie.
They were in Germany, so...
just go over there. Any Nazis left?
They borrowed Stewie's time machine.
Yeah.
Brought more back with them.
More crossovers. That's what we need. We need a Fury family guy
crossover.
They do it like the CG characters inside of the real world.
Speaking of which, did you guys see the newest Treehouse of Horror?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It's out already?
So good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they always do it a week or two.
I would have thought it'd been this Sunday because Halloween is the following Friday.
They always do it like a week or two before Halloween.
It was so good, though. And then towards the end, you get like Simpsons Multiverse. So you see what the Simpsons would look like in like all your favorite cartoons.
Oh, really?
It's ridiculous. There's Archer style Simpsons. There's Adventure Time. There's even Minion Simpsons.
Oh, Jesus.
Which was like, what?
They're already yellow.
The episode was so good, though. I was like, even if the season's like lagging, you kind of always fall off like the Simpsons. The Treehouse of Horror is always great.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
The Archer one made me laugh, though.
Did they have like real, like, were they still yellow skinned and stuff?
They were like kind of tinted yellow a little bit, but they look like they were from the Archer world. Like, they didn't stand out from them or anything. It was pretty good.
Let's watch it now.
And just bring it up.
All right.
Live casting The Simpsons.
All right. No. I want to listen to it, and you can't hear it. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying Fox for the rights to playback Simpsons on internet.
They don't need the money.
No, they don't.
No, they'll still try to take it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they need it at all.
You know what they could do with that money? Make a season 2 Almost Human.
Yeah, they could.
Motherfuckers.
I don't, that's not going to happen.
I think that ship is sailed, though.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Since it's been like a year since it's been canceled.
Really?
Nah, it won't be a year till the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Oh. I said like a year, so fuck off.
Like a year, which means like within a year.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
It's so facto.
It's so facto, boom, you're a dick. So Ridley Scott's Halo Nightfall.
Looks awesome.
Yep. And Cody just watched the Landfall one from like 2007,
catching up on the 21st century like that everybody's watched.
I didn't know. I watched
the
other ones.
There are children in Africa who have seen it.
I don't think that's well. Unless they're like
that's
American
actually
children.
Probably true. Actually, yeah.
They have
and
the shirts.
Cody
still.
Is just now seeing it.
Hey, I didn't have the internet back then. Apparently.
Apparently not. But that was amazing. It was the original because they split them up into 4 or 5 shorts, and they showed some of them on TV. They couldn't show all of that on TV.
Nope.
But it's just awesome to watch them all together because it leads into the Halo 3 game where Master Chief ends up back on Earth
from the end of 2.
Yeah, from the end of 2. And then Nightfall looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, like
so. Nightfall, in case you're wondering, is explain it.
Okay. So Ridley Scott is producing a television show in a way for Xbox Live, in the Halo universe or the Haloverse as they're calling it. It is basically telling a story of Locke, who is the main character from Halo 5 Guardians, and it's basically his, I guess they say transformation I guess, from a regular soldier to, I'm guessing, a super soldier, like
a Spartan.
A Spartan soldier, like Master
Chief.
Well,
they don't just hint at it. They actually show
you the
armor at the end. So they
yeah. And they in the behind the scenes look, they even tell you, like, he is the character you play in well, they say that is the main character in Halo 5, I'm guessing, is the character you play, because that's when they keep showing in there. I haven't watched the
footage. So is there no Master Chief in this
yeah,
movie?
Which is going to... Not in the show, at least. They haven't... I don't think they've said whether they're actually going to show him at any point in time.
Yeah.
Because...
We don't know the story of Halo
really,
5 yet,
did
so...
Did they also say that it was kind of like a... Before the Covenant War?
No. This takes place between 4 and 5.
Between 4 and 5.
Well, this... Well, if I read... The description I was reading earlier when we weren't...
Well,
because
it seemed like the show, at least to me, the way it seemed like that they were explaining it, is that it takes place before the wars and just kind of leads you up into 5. Like, it's his progression.
Yeah.
Through everything.
And then, like, it basically...
And then it
like,
leads
yeah,
up
cause
to...
Yeah, it, because all of it takes place during the 1 through 4.
Yeah.
Because Master Chief's off doing other stuff.
Master
and this
Chiefing
is another one,
up.
Yeah. Yeah, Master Chiefing it up, killing every alien in fucking space. Oh, you look like an alien. Crack. But yeah, it looks fucking dope. The weapons look sick as shit. It looks ridiculous.
Looks like it had a big ass budget too.
Thank God.
Yeah,
because that shit looked gnarly.
Yeah, and it was cool because they didn't really show any of the aliens very much. There was like a glimpse of one.
Yeah, that was right towards the end of that.
That weird thing that looked like a human that turned into like weird fucking crawly smoke stuff.
Oh, dude, seriously, nuts. that's a new thing.
Yeah, I was
in
like,
the Haloverse because I don't recall that anywhere else.
I played through 4. I don't remember that shits at all.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. It looked good. It looked super, super good. The action looked really good.
But actually talking about that alien transformation thing, it didn't look like they skipped on the CG either.
Oh, no. It
no,
looked
not
good.
At all.
It was funny, though, when you saw, like, how, like, the two shots they showed of, like, them, like, behind the scenes, and then they showed the finished product. You're like, wow, After Effects. Changes
awesome.
The whole thing because
yeah.
Like you see them like and it's like all bright and everything and then they show the actual like footage and you're like oh it looks way different
yeah they make it look darker
yep.
They make it oh my god it looked
yeah,
awesome
it looked great so good job on them
but it does exciting. Make me wonder transferring into Halo 5 what are they going to do with Master Chief I mean he's still alive
yeah
but I mean is he retiring
he's going to go to Germany and kill Nazis with Brad Pitt
Fury would have a different ending if Master Chief was there, because one Spartan laser and that Tiger tank, be like, nope, it's right through it.
Would've been awesome.
Halo Fury crossover.
What a random crossover that would be.
That's a cool title though.
Makes
Halo Fury.
Yeah, let's make this happen. I don't know what it's about.
We're putting
gonna
it
start
out in
with
the
a
world.
Story.
We have a pretty good track record
so,
of shit.
So
getting
what
made
happens is
world.
Master Chief stumbles upon a new construct that is actually a time machine, and it's spelled DeLorean or something. I don't know. There's a guy in a crazy white coat.
It's a phone booth
with a vegetable or with a fucking juicer on the back of it,
yeah.
And a broken guitar. And then he goes in because he tells there's a recorder in it, and then it ends up being an Echo from Borderlands, and then he ends up in
so many crossovers.
So many crossovers.
Back to the Halo
crossovers.
Fury.
The wild Halo.
Wild Spartans. It's like stallions. That's fucking madness. But yeah, so it's exciting. Like, no one knows yet. Well, I'm sure someone knows the stories, haven't hit the internets with it. But the preview picture they showed originally when they announced Halo 5 was this new character, and reflecting in a like what looked to be like a pool of water or something was Master Chief. So everyone's first assumption was Master Chief, because at the end of 4, spoilers, if you haven't played it, got kind of fucked up in that game.
Like emotionally or just like
no, like physically, yeah,
you get fucked up
in that
yeah,
game.
You do.
And so I'm wondering, like everyone was wondering if like that's the new version of Master Chief, which pissed a lot of people off because like it looked way different. I was like, they're just upgrading like what he looks like. If he gets fucked up, he needs a new like armor and
he
body.
He needs
new
armor, yeah.
Yeah, but now it's looking like because of this Nightfall, it looks like that's not Master Chief at all, and so Master Chief may not be. In that, which kind of makes sense because it is like another fully like away from them, but like it's weird to have a Halo game without Master Chief again.
We'll see what you do at this point, though. You take Master Chief away for a game, maybe two games,
which
and then
they
you
did.
Bring him back.
Yeah, they did that with ODST.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. And then you can bring him back later, and it's a big deal when you bring him back, you know?
What was the other one they did?
Or if you can get whatever the main character is.
It's the only game he hasn't been in yet. Uh-uh. Well, I mean, other than Spartan Wars.
Yep. No, it's ODST, and then the one with all the Spartans.
Halo War. Reach. That's because it was before that. Well,
yeah,
he was
but the way they made the games, because they did
one,
then two.
Though,
yeah, they did one, then two, and then ODST, and then three, and then Reach. Yeah. So they started to go kind of like a Call of Duty thing where they had like one franchise and then the next year they did another franchise. Yeah, so they've started to do an every other one. So maybe Halo 6 will actually see Master Chief again.
But yeah, so if you work that, like I said, if you can work that out where you basically pull them from the story, the game still stays popular because it's Halo. And if people are a fan of, you know, the main characters that you play in the next game or the next two games, you can bring Master Chief in for the one after that. What? Okay, so Cody just showed us a picture that Doctor Strange casting is now looking for Keanu Reeves or Colin Farrell. So is it down to those two?
That's breaking news, yeah.
I knew that they were being...
I know Keanu Reeves had, like, rumors floating around it. And somebody asked him about it on the red carpet, and he was like, I don't know, you think I'd be good at it? That could be good, though. As long as it's not what's-his-fuck from Dallas Buyers Club.
I'm sure you do.
Which one? Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Oh, that's already been shot down.
Yeah,
I'll get
you
one.
Thanks, buddy. I'll wear it.
To be honest, for that character, I think I'd rather go with Keanu Reeves over Colin...
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell. No,
it's weird. How do you get Bullseye to turn into Doctor Strange? Like, what happens?
Something doesn't feel right about it.
Nope, that movie never happened.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Actually, it did happen.
Well, it's like having, you know, Captain America used to be a Fantastic Four member, so...
That's true.
Nobody seemed to care about that.
Because nobody cared about Fantastic
Spider-Man.
And nobody cared about Daredevil, so it's not a big deal.
Until Daredevil became Batman.
I can hear that.
Upgrade,
are you kidding me?
Joaquin Phoenix, though. I thought Joaquin Phoenix
would
be great.
Yeah,
that'd
be good. Yeah.
Just because he's so weird about his movies, you know?
As long as he doesn't try to have sex with his phone.
I don't think that's...
Well, that's why they call him Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange Love.
Dr. Strange Love, for sure. Oh, that's from Her, the movie, because he had a relationship with his phone.
Yes.
It's a movie. Look it up. It's a good movie. It's just fucking creepy.
Did you actually watch it?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
It looked interesting when it came out. I just never got around to seeing
good.
It.
It's good. It's a good movie. But you get his parts of it, you're just like, ugh. You need a fucking shower.
Does he fuck a phone?
Not physically, but like you get it. There's a feeling like he was gonna stick it in the phone. Like he's gonna do like the whole flip phone, like half close thing,
half
just close rub it on his junk. he's gonna fucking flip
if,
phone.
If your
flip
phone,
phone fuck.
If your phone talked to you like Scarlett Johansson, though.
Yeah, you guys might. Wouldn't be here right now. Quit my job. All I need is you.
Okay.
To talk dirty to me.
You restarted somebody else. Y'all, fuck. I got some dude this time. God damn it. Better go back outside.
Yeah, people over in Europe who have a dude as Siri's voice, would be different. Yeah. So over in the States there, guys, it's a girl's voice. So I don't think we're weird that we want to fuck a dude phone.
I don't want to fuck
a
dude
chick phone,
bro.
Right?
There's a line, and that's it.
I'd fuck a phone, only a chick phone.
Yeah. Come on now.
And then you find out it's a cross-dressing phone.
Oh.
Hey.
Are you?
Hey, I judge by books by their cover, sir.
If you get a phone, like, you fuck a phone and get it pregnant, and it gives birth to a bunch of nanos.
Which version of the nano?
The new square one. Little tiny one.
The touchscreen?
Yeah,
I'll be a little better with that. Just that shitty fucking
or two
oblong
two
one
nanos and one shuffle.
Oh, a shuffle?
There's not even a screen on this.
It's the phone, runt
phone
of the litter.
Got pregnant because you took the protective screen off.
First off, I let you know I never use protective screens.
All wrong.
All wrong.
He
no
needs
cases
that on multiple fronts. By the way,
but ladies, if it gave birth to a fucking shuffle, I'd 300 that shit off a cliff. I'd be like,
it is the runt. So.
Yep, it's like right off. I'm
so
like,
you
nope.
Get like a.
Because the one fuck that hides it will bring down iPods around the world. I'm just saying.
That's true.
And no one needs, you know, any of that.
Yeah, because the
no one needs a Zoom.
Can go to a shoulder.
It's true. Because it over goes because of the thing.
300.
Look it up.
Her crossover. 300 hers.
300 hers.
What a weird fucking crossover that would be.
Let's do that one too.
Bunch of talking phones. Confusing the shit
people
out of
just
a fucking
kicking the shit out of them
like,
into a
this fist. Isn't a defense. These are easy to break.
All the male versions of the phones have pictures of like guys with abs and stuff on them.
Who would be the bad guy?
Oh, almost got him.
Would it be a droid phone? An Android phone?
No, that would be the other army.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, the Android phone
made about
crossover is with Short Circuit.
Because they don't work well. Or battery's not included.
Oh,
I bet he's not included in a sad movie.
Yeah. Way to bring down the house.
That's what it do. I ruin the day for everyone.
Yeah. I
sound like you had something funny to say and then it just went away.
If you say batteries not included, I instantly get sad, but then I start thinking of Cocoon for some reason because I feel like those movies.
Because that old broad.
Because they seemingly came out at the same time.
It feels like they're like in the same universe, right? Like. Cocoon.
Like after what happened in Batteries Not Included, she went to the retirement home and met
like
Walter Brimley
sequel,
and had oatmeal.
You know?
Is it oatmeal or is it cream of wheat? What did you
oatmeal.
Have? Oatmeal. Yeah.
And oatmeal.
And beetus. Yeah. And the beetus from oatmeal. Because they ate oatmeal from McDonald's.
So and was he like, was in The Client.
Oh, that's right. He was. I love The Client.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
Whatever happened to that kid?
John Grisham?
Yeah.
John Grisham?
Yeah, John Grisham. He grew up
went
to,
on
write
to write
books.
Yeah.
No, the kid was in that.
No, you're. Oh, I don't know.
What's it, Haley Joel Osment?
Wasn't it? Wait, I'm thinking of the what? Which one's the Tom Cruise one?
The Firm.
The Firm.
The Firm. He was in The Firm. Okay. Walter Brimley was in The Firm.
Yeah, because
The Client was Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah, and what's her balls? And they had a little kid that was like didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like didn't want to. Yeah, I can't remember her name. She's an actress. She does movies.
Susan Sarandon.
That's the one. Yep.
Yeah.
The one that looks way older and is. Banging Tim Robbins. Yeah. What's that kid's name? Not Brad Renfro.
God damn it.
Someone look it up.
We went down this hole.
Yep, we did.
Yep.
So basically, a client and the Firm crossover.
Firm client.
Firm client.
Hey, let's do a triple one on that one with Devil's Advocate.
Oh shit!
Ooh, throwing in being, Keanu Reeves,
yeah, and Al Pacino's.
Mm-hmm. Al Pacino's, the
and then
devil.
Where that then the part where Keanu Reeves is gonna or the or, Al Pacino's gonna have sex with the mom and daughter, and they somehow meld in the same person, which
that's
always
in the days.
No, in The Firm.
That's
or in The Firm in no, Devil's Advocates.
Oh, it did happen in The Days too. Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah, but oh, so creepy.
Sorry when the devil's trying to have sex with a mother daughter combo,
they're
they
gonna
merge
meld
into one person. It's a bunch of movies that happens. It's like basically every devil movie.
It's a trope.
It
now,
happens
guys.
more than you realize.
I think twice was more than
you would think.
You would think
one was kind of more than I thought, but yeah, two was definitely
one was pretty fucked up. Do it twice? That's really weird. What's the who's played the best devil? You think?
That Russian guy from Constantine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The Cognat in that one movie.
He's on Arrow one? Right now.
Armageddon?
I liked, he's in Arrow.
I liked Viggo Mortensen in The Prophecy.
Yeah.
As the devil.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Al Pacino's was just goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah.
Well, it was Al Pacino playing the devil.
Yeah, I know. Hoo-ah! Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, hoo-ah, got your soul!
I don't think that happened.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
Always, every time he sees him, he's going to hear me going, hoo-ha, got your soul.
What's her name? Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
Bedazzled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that movie is funny.
Dude, when he's the basketball player and he's just sweating.
110%. Yeah, you know, we go out there, we give 110%. We played hard, they played hard, but we came away with a good win. They ask him another question. Yeah, you know, but we play hard, you know, and you give 110%. And
it's a team.
You know, it's a team.
Team sport.
They hit 999.
Oh,
damn it.
They do the, they're like, oh, he's dumb, so that's his downfall in this one. And he takes the towel off. Oh, god damn the devil to hell.
That's good times.
And then the follow up to that one, when he wants to be hung and he walks in the room and you see him adjust himself through his pants.
But he ends up being gay.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Did you find who it was?
I haven't seen that movie.
In the client?
I think it might be.
It's got to be. No, he's got to be high up on the list because he's like the main character in it.
Best.
This is for The Client, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have Susan Sarandon, Tommy Lee Jones, Mary Lou Parker, Anthony.
Oh, I forgot that was her.
Anthony LaPaglia? LaPaglia?
Good job.
LaPaglia?
Okay.
LaPaglia? Something like that. T.J. Walsh.
It's not Anthony Edwards.
I was thinking. No, I was thinking it was Brad Renfro.
Yeah. Renfro. It was the. Yeah. Wow, he's way down the list though. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brad Renfro. I was right. It was.
But it's just hard to.
And I did
look
think
at
I said.
Their
I
pictures
said
are so
Kevin
current.
Spacey on mistake earlier.
Yeah, it was Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, on that one. Yeah.
Not Kevin Spacey.
But Brad Renfro. Yeah. See on this list, he's third, which makes sense.
William H. Macy in it though.
Yeah. What's he not in though?
Her.
Ha, ha,
he's
ha,
never been in a hurry.
Oh, I forgot he died in 2008.
Who?
Brad Renfro.
Oh, okay.
Is The Client based on John Grisham book too?
It's based on something.
I don't even know where you would look that up in IMDb.
Yep. I don't know. Let's see. Based on John Grisham.
Ah,
the
see.
Client. Dude writes a lot of law stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of
you
law
know,
stuff. Good Lord.
What was a great John Grisham book? Cocktail.
Not sure if that was a John Grisham book.
I don't think that was either.
Whatever. It was a what's-his-fuck movie.
Oh, my goodness, really?
He was in The Firm, so counts.
It counts.
Counts.
Totally.
Everything he was in, John Grisham book.
Yep.
Fair enough.
They went to him a lot for movies.
Grissom?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good run, dude.
Time to Kill, The Firm, Pelican Brief, The Client, The Chamber, The Rainmaker, The Runaway Jury, The Partner. Let's see.
Rainmaker was good, dude.
That was like the era where they were really making books
well,
from
they always
certain
do,
authors.
It's still that way. It's just whatever author catches on. Like right now, it's Nicholas Sparks. All his shit
Wait,
gets
what?
Made into
I suppose
a movie.
That's true, yeah.
Rainmaker was the one with Matt Damon and
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It's really good.
Why?
I like the Time to Kill, too.
I like the Rainmaker the most when you turn out like Matt Damon is like the serial killer who's really obsessed with people. As a talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, okay.
Crossover.
I like how you explain that.
Wow.
So, of his featured films, and this is where it's going to get weird, The Firm, Pelican Brief, The Client, A Time to Kill, The Chamber, The Rainmaker, The Gingerbread Man, A Painted House, Runaway Jury, Mickey, Christmas with the Cranks.
John Grisham wrote that?
Apparently.
That was a book?
Yeah, I guess.
Did he start doing like children's books?
It says feature film adaptations.
Maybe he just...
He just wrote it. Like, it's not a book, but he just wrote the...
Nope. Skipping Christmas. It's the name of the book by John Grisham.
Skipping Christmas.
See, the book actually features lawyers and murder and stuff. Yeah. They just adapted it to
and
the
Tom
screen.
Cruise.
And they have he has a new movie coming out next year called The Associate, which I'm thinking is a lawyer book. He has The Testament, which is another book he wrote. And then Calico
Starring
Joe.
Charlton Heston.
Anyway. I forgot they did the Firm TV show. Remember that? And The Client, the TV show?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Lasted one season.
I didn't even think it would last one season.
Yeah, 20 episodes and 22 episodes.
Wow. Did it star Franklin and Bash?
No, because it would have lasted. Cause TBS doesn't cancel anything.
It didn't star Parker Lewis. He just can't lose.
The wrong show.
Is it the wrong show?
That's Zach Morris, isn't
it? Oh, Zach Morris. Yeah. Never mind. You got
Good
me.
Enough. Good enough.
Yeah. All right. And John Arbuckle from Garfield movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Breckenmeyer.
Mm-hmm. Rat Race.
Rat race, yep.
It's a race.
Dude, fucking Mr. Bean in that movie fucking makes me laugh.
He just falls asleep.
The narcolepsy. He's running in the things.
He's the only one excited at the day. It's a race.
Yeah. And every time you see him, like, he's like never, like, he's always ahead, and then like something happens. Yeah. And then Newman's in that as the medical transporter with the kid, like the heart and stuff.
You want to see it?
So he did that before he became Punisher's friend too.
Yeah, it was another odd job before he became the go-to guy for Punisher. See
Black
what else?
Market organ smuggler.
John. Yeah. John.
That's probably
Lovitz.
How he led to weapons. How he got into it. Yeah.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz played Hitler.
The Nazi car.
The Hitler's Mercedes, and burns his tongue, and then has the little mark on there so he can't talk. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s last good movie.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And then he did that fucking Shadowbox movie where he nailed that old broad.
Old broad nailing.
Yep. Getting her all dusty.
Boat trip?
Die harder.
Her too. Die harder. On a boat.
John Wick. John Wick 2. John Wickier.
John Wickier.
John Wick with a vengeance. Which is funny because
live
like,
for your John Wick.
Live for your John Wick.
A better
John Wick tomorrow or another. What was that?
No, it's James Bond.
Die another day. Yeah.
Yeah. Live for your John Wick.
Yeah. Live for your John Wick.
What was the last one called?
I'm trying to remember.
The last
Octo-Wiki.
Octo-Wiki. We just morphed into James Bond.
The man with the golden wick.
Hey, what is it? It's something another something or other, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
Die Another Day? No, that's... I keep thinking it's Die Another Day. It's not.
No, it's in... It's Live Free or Die Hard.
Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah, so a good day to John Wick.
Yeah. A Good Day to John Wick.
Yep. There we go.
That one sounds dirty as shit, actually.
A Good Day to John Wick?
Yeah. Like, that one sounds way dirtier than the other ones.
That's the one where Keanu Reeves let loose and he just dick swings all down, dude. Like,
he just kills everyone with full penetration. He gets an experimental pill.
He runs out of bullets.
And just whips his dick out of people.
He had an erection that lasted for more than 4 hours.
Yep. Instead of calling a doctor, he's fucking nailed everyone to death.
No, he's on his way to go to the doctor, and just shit happens.
Yep.
There you go.
As it should, sir. As it should.
And because all the blood's down there, he's not thinking properly.
Yep.
He's thinking properly, just not the right brain.
Clever.
Reminds me of the... was it the second one? I'm trying to remember which one it was. The God, I can't even name it now. With
the dude and the thing.
Yeah,
and
with the stuff and the thing.
And,
yeah. Hold on, brain fart here. Some of us are old.
Let's just end the podcast right now.
All
right.
That's
fine. No, for real.
So
let's just end the podcast
that's it.
Right now.
So we're done. I can think of High Voltage, which is the second part of the name.
Let these people listen.
So that's it for this episode.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, don't say the name of it, though.
Okay, sorry.
Yep, so we'll talk about this after we stop.
The poster for that one was awesome.
Yeah. So that's it. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Special guest was
Eric.
All right, fuck off.
Later.